Welcome to Bisburg. I'm your host, Gary Dixon. This program is sponsored by North Hills Psychological Associates, the law office of Susan D. Girolamo, and Clark Consulting, LLC. Today's topic is collaborative divorce. Although a collaborative divorce may sound a little like an oxymoron, it really isn't and can be an alternative to what most of us think of as a traditional adversarial divorce process. Divorce is something which touches so many families, and we wish it didn't, but it does. It's a fact of life. In such cases, we need professional assistance, and that's what today's program is all about. Here are the guests we have on today's program. Psychologist and collaborative divorce coach Lori Gephardt from North Hills Psychological Associates, collaborative divorce attorney Susan D. Girolamo, and collaborative financial neutral Greg Clark from Clark Consulting, LLC. Welcome to you all, and first I'd like to ask our guests to introduce themselves and to give us a little background about what they do. I'll go left to right, and we'll start with Greg.
My name is Greg Clark. I'm a CPA. I'm also accredited in business valuation. I've been a CPA for about 30 years, and my business is Clark Consulting in Ross Township.
And Susan D. Girolamo is sitting right in front of me, and Susan will let you tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I am a collaborative divorce attorney, and I have been helping clients with their divorces for more than 20 years. I've been doing collaborative work for about as long as they've been doing it here in the Pittsburgh area, and that's about 11 years. So I enjoy helping families get through a difficult time.
Collaborative divorce, is that a relatively new term, or has that really been around for a very long time?
It was started in the 1980s, but now it's been being used all over the world by thousands of professionals.
And finally, on my far right, we have Lori Gephardt. Hi, Lori.
Hi. So I'm a licensed psychologist, and I work as a neutral collaborative divorce coach, and I help families with the emotional and communication and parenting part of the collaborative divorce.
Give us a brief description, and I'll let whoever wants to answer that question go ahead and take it. A brief description of what we're talking about when we say collaborative divorce.
Well, collaborative divorce is really a way to resolve your divorce without going to court. In the collaborative divorce process, you have all the professionals you need to help you understand your choices, your focus, and really focus on your interests, and help to protect your children. No one intends to get divorced. We understand that. But if you find yourself in that situation, you can handle it in a way that fits your values. We offer a team approach that supports the legal, the financial, the emotional, the communication, and the parenting aspects of the divorce process.
Our topic today on Bisburg is collaborative divorce. Our guests are psychologist and collaborative divorce coach Lori Gephardt from North Hills Psychological Associates, collaborative divorce attorney Susan D. Girolamo, and collaborative financial neutral Greg Clark from Clark Consulting, LLC. Now, this group of collaborative divorce professionals can be reached by calling 833-NO-COURT. And for more information on each, that can be found on the website, which is the same as the phone number, basically. It's www.833-NO-COURT.com. That's 833-NO-COURT.com. In addition to being heard on the AM and FM dials, Bisburg can also be found on iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, ChristianRadio.com, as well as on our radio station, Free Mobile Apps. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Bisburg. I'm Gary Dixon. Our guest today, psychologist and collaborative divorce coach Lori Gephardt from North Hills Psychological Associates, collaborative divorce attorney Susan D. Girolamo, and collaborative financial neutral Greg Clark from Clark Consulting, LLC. Now, a few minutes ago in our last segment, we got a little background on our guests as well as a description of the term collaborative divorce and what that means. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the actual process of collaborative divorce and why each of you decided to work in this area. Susan, let's start with you.
Well, I think when most potential people who are considering divorce think about what the process might be, they think about what they've seen on movies or television, and that is representative of the litigation process. And that litigation process is really designed to be adversarial. And that means that as an attorney, I work in somewhat in conflict with other attorneys. I have an adversarial relationship with them, even though they could be colleagues of mine and people mm-hmm. I respect very much. In the collaborative process, I have the opportunity to work in a helping way and in a collaborative and cooperative way with my colleagues to enable people who are divorcing to reach the best settlement that they can for their families.
How about Lori?
Well, over the past 20-some years or so that I offered therapy to families, I saw children, teens, couples, and families in therapy. I frequently saw the pain that was experienced as a result of divorce. There was not just the couple who was divorcing, but the children and the extended families were suffering from the litigated process and all of the conflict that came with it. So that's why I chose this process instead.
Then Greg.
For me, for the last 15 years or so, I've been working in the litigation process with attorneys like Susan, mainly from an adversarial standpoint, meaning I worked mostly with the attorneys, very little interaction with the clients. What I like about the collaborative process is that it allows me to go through the issues with the clients, help them identify their interests, and develop a financial plan to move forward, in this case, separately.
Maybe, Susan, you're a good one to answer this. What percentage of people are interested in a collaborative divorce? I would think it would be higher than most might guess.
I believe so. The limitation on our practice is generally because of people not being aware of the option of using the collaborative process mm-hmm. in their divorces.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, most people think of divorce as a litigation process, but there really are other options.
Right. Why go to war if you don't have to? So let's talk a little bit about how does litigation affect, well, all of us in different ways, financial, of course, legal, and also how does it affect us with our families? Lori.
Well, in the typical divorce, there's really little control and little opportunity to have discussion or closure with the other party. And communication is really between one spouse and their attorney, and then from that attorney to the other attorney and back to the other spouse. And this type of communication really tends to increase conflict. And in general, what researchers tell us about conflict is that that increases the risk of children having the ability to really cope and really come out doing okay from a divorce. So the higher the level of conflict, the more problems children have in coping. So that's really one of the big impacts on families.
What are the benefits of the collaborative process from your point of view, Susan?
Well, one of the major benefits is the control that the clients have over the outcome. And with the benefit of professionals such as Lori, as a psychologist and collaborative coach, and Greg helping us as a neutral financial person, and of course lawyers in the room when we have our meetings, the clients have all the information that they need to make the best decisions for their family. And I think one of the best things about the collaborative process, I know it's difficult for people to come to an attorney and it can create a lot of anxiety. And the entire collaborative process is designed to reduce anxiety and give people the information they need and allow them to make the best decisions possible.
What is unique about this process?
One thing that's unique about the process is what's called the disqualification clause. And it really is an expression of the participants' commitment to the collaborative process. At the beginning of the process, we sign what's called a participation agreement. And within that, all of the parties and the professionals agree to never take the case to litigation. If for whatever reason that doesn't happen and we can't get a resolution and people do go to litigation, mm-hmm. none of the professionals on that team will ever represent those clients in a litigation process.
Sounds like a pretty good idea.
When the negotiations get tough, it is a good reason for everybody to stay at the table and keep working.
Why, Greg, do you think that people choose the collaborative process?
Well, we actually ask those people when we're in the process at the very first meeting, we ask them why did they choose the process. And there's a small variety of reasons, but there's one overwhelming reason that I get most of the time in my experience, that I'll get to in a minute. But a lot of times it's privacy in the adversarial litigation system. The proceedings are a matter of public record. Mm-hmm. In the collaborative process, it's private. The professionals that are in the process are bound ethically by the confidentiality.
Right.
So, within the process, we can set ground rules so that the parties themselves can decide what story they tell the rest of their friends and family in the process. So privacy is an issue. Control, Susan mentioned control of the process in litigation. The parties don't have a whole lot of control over the timing and the outcome of the process, frankly. So in the collaborative process, they have a little bit more control. Children's issues are often a big reason why people choose the collaborative process. We have the flexibility in the collaborative process of inviting in a child specialist with regard to the collaborative process and helping the parties with co-parenting issues. In the litigation process, the judge does that. Cost, in majority of the cases, collaborative cases can be less costly. I'm hired as a financial neutral. In the litigation process, each party would have their own financial person, mm-hmm. And it would take longer. There are more court dates, and discovery can be a long and arduous and costly endeavor. And also timing. Susan referred to control of not just the process and the outcome, but also the timing. We can have meetings as often or as few as they like. It's really the participants' process.
Well, let me just direct this next question to all of you. What is different about the collaborative process from what most of us have in our minds?
Well, for me, the collaborative process is really aligned with my values as a professional in trying to use my skills to help people rather than to create more conflict and anxiety for them.
How about you, Lori?
Well, for me, it's the interest-based negotiation. This is a very different type of negotiation than traditional bargaining that most people are familiar with. With this interest-based negotiation, it's a way of really having folks identify what their big-picture desires are and coming up with alternative routes to come up with solutions for them. So it involves having people negotiate from their interests, their needs, rather than their positions. It's about having more than one way of solving whatever the concerns and the interests are. And that's a very different thing than traditional bargaining that is what you would see in litigation. And a divorcing spouse might take the position, I want to stay in the house with the kids, take it or leave it. That's the litigation model. Mm-hmm. But in the collaborative model, that spouse might start to reframe that position into an interest, and it might sound something like, I want to stay in the neighborhood so our children don't have to go through a big change in schools. And that interest has a number of ways that it could be resolved.
And Greg?
For the financial person, the difference is in litigation, you've got two financial people. In the collaborative process, I work as the financial neutral. And I work to ensure that there's transparency of the sharing of information and the communication of all of the information in the collaborative process. With regard to why people choose the collaborative process, the majority of the reasons that in my experience, we normally get, or that the participants realize that even though the marriage may be ending, they have, for whatever reason, maybe it's co-parenting relationship that they have for a number of years yet, mm-hmm. But they've got an ongoing relationship with this other person, and they want to go through the process, and they value that the fact that they can continue with some sort of positive relationship with this person. Going forward, so they want to do that in a positive fashion, rather than dragging themselves and beating into court and beating each other up in court.
Well, it almost sounds like it is collaborative. It's a process of, okay, our marriage is ending, but we need to, for a number of reasons, work together for the sake of the children or the families or the financial aspect of it as well. So what's the typical time frame of a collaborative divorce, Susan?
It really depends upon the needs of the particular family. It can be done relatively quickly with some significant planning in advance, or it can be open-ended, especially when there are complex issues involved.
here's a biggie. People always think about this. Greg, you're the financial guy. What's financial the cost? What kind of cost?
Well, again, it depends.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. No two parties are alike.
It does, but there are a number of factors that of course, affect how much the process can cost. The number and types of contentious issues that we'll need to get through, that's obviously an issue. The number of meetings that we have as a collaborative team, the number of meetings that it takes to go through the process. We've all had cases that resolve themselves after three or four meetings. We've had cases that are 10, 11, 12 meetings. So it depends on the number of issues and how.
So in a way, it depends on them.
The
people getting divorced as to how much it costs.
And it also depends on if the professional team feels the need that we need to bring in other professionals like a child specialist or even me as a financial neutral. And going back to it really comes down to the participants themselves. There's a little thing that we call homework. At the end of every meeting, we go back and we go through the meeting notes and to see what homework items did we come up with. Mm-hmm. And if the parties have homework items, and if they don't do them, then that slows down the process and it becomes more costly. So that affects it as well.
Well, we're getting some good information today on the process of collaborative divorce from three professionals in the area who are working as a team to make the process less stressful for all parties involved. We encourage you to reach out and speak to our guests by calling 833-NO-COURT. To learn more about them and the collaborative divorce process, you can visit their website, which is 833-NO-COURT.com. Time for us to take a break. Bisberg returns in just a moment. Our program is called Bisberg. I'm Gary Dixon, and we have three guests, Lori Gephardt, Susan DiGirolamo, and also Greg Clark with us talking about collaborative divorce today. And, you know, it seems interesting to me that here we have a lawyer, a mental health professional, and a financial professional all working together on a team. Just talk to me about that, why and how that happened. Who wants to start, Lori?
Sure. Well, actually, on a team, we would have two attorneys because each client has their own attorney who is their advocate. And then we have the neutral financial and mental health professionals. And the reason for that, in my opinion, is I've never seen a divorce that's all legal or all financial. It's also about emotions and communication, and it's about parenting if there are children. So we need support for each piece of that.
When clients want to make sure that their divorce, while it may be unfortunate, really has the best possible result for their family, we like to gather all of the professionals that are needed in one place and offer them the expertise that we have so that they can make the best decisions possible.
In the collaborative process, the team members, they work together to help the parties through the process. It's an uncomfortable process, but we try to get them to through the process as comfortably as possible, addressing all of their values and interests and getting them separated financially and relationship-wise.
So I'm trying to get a mental picture of what this might look like if I were considering such a thing. That meeting, I would imagine, would you all be at the same meetings, or would it be individual separate meetings with each? How does that look?
We have both, of course. As an attorney, I still represent my client, and I have private meetings with my client, which are confidential in nature. And then we bring certain information that we discuss there to the team meeting, which would have the other spouse and their attorney, the mental health professional coach, and the financial person. We try to have our meetings in very comfortable spaces that are not apt to increase people's anxiety. We have snacks. We have an agenda. We make sure that we have a plan for each and every meeting so people know exactly what we're going to talk about and what we're not going to talk about.
I think it's a great thing that you have all come together in this way, and because it's not just a legal issue. There's so much more to it, the financial, of course, and also the family issues, which Lori can help with. So I'm glad to see professionals coming together for a common cause of helping the individuals that are going through what is obviously a very unpleasant thing to have to go through. So hats off to all of you for coming up with this concept.
Let me just add that initially, we provide a 30-minute free consultation for the participants that are considering divorce options.
Well, that's also very helpful. Thanks again. Much more information, of course, about all of this. All your questions, or many of them, certainly can be answered, and you can make contact with our guests here today. So the telephone number is 833-NO-COURT. That's 833-NO-COURT, which is also the website, conveniently. After the three W's, you type in 833-NO-COURT.com. So to all of you, thank you very much for your time with us today and all the great information that you've given us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our program is sponsored by North Hills Psychological Associates, the law office of Susan DiGirolamo, and Clark Consulting, LLC. We'll see you next time.